ideally, we'll end up closing the downtown facility, which means closing the downtown jail and the sheriff's office. Before that could happen, we're going to need to, the county board is going to have to work with the county executive and find a place for the sheriff's office proper to be, evidence storage and ability for us to work, interview, and have space for our operation. In addition, we need to add on to the satellite jail to increase the capacity to pick up the beds that are being used at the downtown jail. Doing this would allow us then to have both male and female, all brands and categories of classifications of inmates in whatever stance that they're in, program space that would be appropriate for all of them at the same time. Because right now, you only have one program running at a time. So again, remodel, add on to the satellite jail, relocate the sheriff's office. That should give them the opportunity to deal with the downtown jail and that property and location.
So you would be in favor of expanding the satellite jail to accommodate more beds and also more programming activities?
Yeah, so essentially there's 300 or so beds at the two facilities combined. The satellite jail has 180. And what we've determined is that we don't have enough beds in the satellite jail alone to maintain any of our populations that we've had over the past several years. So adding about 60 to 80 beds onto and the specific type of beds that allow for medical classification, segregation to kind of reformat the entire setup that we have out there.
And to what extent should the sheriff's department cooperate and communicate with immigration and customs enforcement officers?
Well, the sheriff's office will follow what we're required to do when we try to take fingerprints. We take our fingerprints, we submit them through that process, and then when we hear back from a federal law enforcement agency or another police agency and they're asking for the status of information that's publicly displayed on our website, we'll cooperate with those law enforcement agencies, share that information as necessary. We don't house detainees based on any other document than a warrant issued by a judge or a valid arrest charge that's presented by a local law enforcement agency.
So my understanding what's happening currently is that there is some communication between ICE officers and Champaign County Sheriff's Department officials. ICE will ask, when is this person going to be released from custody? And it seems that that information is provided.
That's very likely.
And is that something that you would support continuing to do?
Cooperation with federal law enforcement agencies and local law enforcement agencies would continue. It's public information. You could call in and ask when individual is going to get out of jail. So, if somebody has a valid need for the information, that information will be provided, yes.
And what is the biggest challenge facing the sheriff's department right now, and how do you plan to address it?
The biggest challenge facing the sheriff's office is what to do with the downtown jail and how to resolve the issues that we have surrounding the jails. I talked about that. We have in our community an issue with the opioid overdoses and a significant impact upon that portion of our population. Some folks are addicted because of prescription medication, others from illicit drug use alone. We want to continue to partner with whichever group, substance abuse, law enforcement, medical, public health, however we can to try to take the edge off of that and encourage the reduction of those deaths and overdoses there. There's a significant problem with gun violence in the streets of Champaign-Urbana. Recently, the city of Champaign, the police department issued a list of individuals that have been identified as gang members that are specifically and likely responsible for a lot of the violence. The sheriff's office will continue to work with the local police agencies to partner for ways to address that violence. There's some significant challenges and opportunities to face as the sheriff's office moves forward in the next 4 years.